Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara on Ayin Amud Aleph. We are five lines from the top with the words Abaye, the first word in the line, Abaye Amar Techina. So just to go back again, yesterday we mentioned that there was the case of someone who did Katsar B'tachan Kegurger, so he both reaped and he ground produce of a fig on Shabbos, and then in that situation he did it when he didn't realize it was Shabbos, and he realized the malachas were asur, so he's going to be chayav one chatas. And then he also he did the katzar v'tachan kegogeres again, where he realized it was Shabbos and he forgot about the malachos. And then you figured out, and so the Gemara discussed a case where you were no delo al ksira shel don Shabbos kemalachos. In that situation, it became known to him where he had realized about both of them together. So then the Gemara says that we said, Rava said that Ktira Gorer, Ktira Tchina Shima, that the situation that we said that the second case of the Ktira, the Isser Dereisa of the Malacha of reaping it in, that would be drawn in with the first reaping and it would be high of only one Korban Chatas for that one. However, the Tchina Shignegda Bim Kodom Edis, the other grinding, the second violation, the second Ktira would be in fact you'd be chayev the fact that you'd have to bring another korban chatas. So the Gemara now is going to quote Abaye that disagrees. The Gemara says Abaye Omar tchina nami goreres tchina. No, that you Rava wanted to tina that the second case of grinding, the second violation that person had done, is going to be chayev a new korban chatas. Says Abaye, I disagree. I think it could also be drawn in. Again, this concept of drawing in is very interesting. And we say that it's gorer after the first one, the two. That a person normally would have to bring two, and now you only have to bring one. This is the chiddush over here that Rava suggested, that we said b'das Rava, to which Abaye is extending it. Abaye is saying that tchina namigor, tchina shem, tchina achasi, that even the grinding you're allowed to be drawn into the first grinding. But the point of the first grinding, the chiddush as Rashi points out, the first grinding was also because of gerera, that it was brought in, that itself was only because you were allowed to lump it together as a subcategory of the first. Of the first ktsira. So Rashi points out that Abaye must hold, that we hold of greira legreira, that you're gonna hold a double drawing in keila, that two steps removed, even that, Abaye's mechadesh over here, that you'd only have to bring one korban chatas. So the Gemara now says, umi islay the Rava greira, but does Rava really agree to the principle that a korban can be drawn in at all? Not even greira legreira, but even one step removed, is that gonna be allowed to be drawn in and be under the subcategory, only bring one korban chatas? And how do we know that might not be the case? By itmar. Because we learned, achol shnei zeisei chelev v'helem echad, if someone ate two kezayis, two olive amounts of chelev in one, he forgot why one eating, he ate it in one shot without realizing. So then, nenodelo alachas mem, and he realized that, oh, someone told him, hey, you ate a kezayis of chelev. He didn't realize he had two kezayisim, he realized he had one kezayis of chelev, v'chazer v'alcha kezayis b'elam ashal sheni, and then he forgot again, and he had a third amount of kezayis of chelev, of an olive amount of chelev, in the same time as the second one. So then, amarava, hevi korban al rishon, if a person designated a korban for the first violation, rishon v'sheni miskaprim, then the first and the second violations are going to be, you get a kapar for it, since they both occurred in the same action of forgetting. Shlishi eno miskaprim, however, the third one is not going to have a kapara. Rashi points out, because the third piece wasn't eaten during the same shkiga, the same time that you forgot with the first piece. And according to Rava, it seems to be that we don't say that the second piece is going to get a kapara with the chatas. It should draw along the third piece. Why don't we? So we clearly see from here that he doesn't hold of gerador. Evi korban al shlishi. And similarly, if you brought a korban for the third violation, shlishi v'sheni miskaprim, the third and the second one can get kapara for those, meaning the second chilas chelev, the second kezayis that you had, the second olive amount would be get a kapara for, because that was in the same lapse that you had. Rishon eino miskaper, however, the first one would not get a kapara. Okay, because again, you're not using the lingreira over here. If you use greira, then you could potentially argue that the first one should get a kapara. Hevi korban alem tzoy, if you brought a korban for the middle one, niskapru kulan, they're all going to get a kapara for all of them, because both other pieces were in the same helam, the same one action of forgetting, as the middle piece. Therefore, a person can get a kapara with all those three pieces without using the principle of greira, Rashi points out. Abaye Omar, Abaye disagrees. Afilo hevi korban alechad man, Abaye says, even if you bring a korban for one of them, meaning the fourth or the third, niskapru kulan, they're all going to get a kapara. kapar for them, as we see that Rashi points out, Abaye holds of Grera, he sees that he holds the Abaye of, and if Rava held the principle of Grera, he would also agree with this, that you would only have to bring one Korban Chatas. So the Gemara answers now, interesting, when the Gemara decides to use this, Gemara says, but the Shaman by Abaye Savara, that really it's not a stira bedas Rava. Rava, in the first Shita, this concept of Rava said about this Korbanos, that's what he originally held. However, once Abaye convinced him, and holding he held the argument of Abaye, then he did agree, and he retracted, and he held, you dad, you can't hold of the concept of Grera. So the Gemara asks, though, Yachi, if that's the truth, that Rava does agree to Grera, then Tchina Nami, to Gara Tchina. In the case of the first case that we mentioned, Rava said that when it came to that, when you forgot about both, and then you realized after, then he said that the Tchina Shekinegda Bim Koma Medes, as we said at the top of the Amud. That the second violation of the grinding, you need to bring another kapara. Why doesn't it be gorer after the first grinding? So the Gemara says, no, greira isla. He agreed to buy with the principle of just using one drawing in. However, greira de greira leisle, that you should bring in and a double step removed. Meaning, why were you allowed to bring only one korban for the tchina and the ktsira? Why were you allowed to bring one for the first grinding? Because that already was a part of the ktsira. That was already drawn in by the first ktsira. So then that's already one step removed. So then Abaye says, I'll agree to you, Abaye, on that chiddush. However, today, another step removed, and then say the second action of tchina, of then grinding again, then he's not going to agree with that on Abaye's front, and he disagrees with Rava. So it comes out, the Gemara comes out over here is assuming that Abaye holds that we could say greira ligreira, a double step removed, which is why he said in that case that we brought up, you'd be chayav only one korban chatas. However, Rava says one greira will say, two greiras we won't say. So we see, though, according to both Rava and Abaye, though, they agree to the principle of greira. They agree that certain circumstances you can bring one chatas, whether it's greira ligreira or not, that's okay. But the Gemara now says that that's not so pashut according to every amora. Gemara says milta zepshita leabaye rava. This thing that was obvious to Abaye and Rava, miboy le Rabbi Zera, was questionable to Rabbi Zera. Deboy Rabbi Zera mi Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Asi, ve'amrele boy mine Rabbi Yirmi am Rabbi Zera. Some say that Rabbi Yirmi asked the question to Rabbi Zera. Katzer v'tachan chatzi grogeres. If a person had reaped half of a fig sized amount of produce, so again, you have to be you did half of two malachas, like we said before, specifically the shear of grogeris, that's the minimum shear you have to do to be chayav, so you did half on each one. Bishkiga Shabbos is dumb malachos, and in both circumstances, you didn't realize it was Shabbos, however, you knew this malach was usher to do, if you realized it was Shabbos, v'chazer v'tachan chatzi grogeris, and then, without realizing the earlier part that you had made a mistake, you did again, then you reaped or grinded the tachan, the half a size of a fig, in that situation, you knew it was Shabbos, and you forgot the malachos. Mo sheit starfu. Are these two things going to combine to assume that you would be performing a malacha to say that you should be chayav a chiyuv chata? So again, the Gemara assumes the Rabbi that Abaye Rava would say that it would be. So the Gemara now says Amar Lei. So he said no chalukin lechatos v'lo mitzarfin. So in the way that we have over here, this answer lechora is against Abaye Rava would be saying that this situation they would not combine to say that a person would be chayav a chatas in this situation. If a person does this, he would be chay, since normally it would come out that if a person does each time, it would be chay of two chatoses. So this situation, since we see it's two different mice and we distinguish them, that would be a chumrah. Here would be a kula that they're not mitzarif, and therefore you would not be chay of a chatos. Whereas a bayav rav, the Gemara is assuming, would assume that you would be chay of a chatos in that circumstances. So now the Gemara asks a question on this. The Gemara says, v'chol hecha de chalukin l'chatos la mitzarif. Can you really make this assumption that we assumed, according to the answer of either the way, whether it was asked to Rabbi Zira or Ravasi, whoever it was, he assumed that as Davar Pashut, if these are two different Maisim, then we would not be Mitzarif for the Rechatas. So the Gemara says, is that really true, that something that's different for Rechatas is not going to be Mitzarif to compose the minimum shear for a Sichi of Chatas? V'atzanan, the Mishnah tells us, Achal Chela V'Chela Behela Mechad. If someone had more than one piece of Chelev during one general Shgaga, he's only going to be chayav one chatas. So what's the situation of the Yerush? Rashi points out, we're talking about a person had two separate shirim of a kezayas, two different olive amounts of chaylev, and you waited enough to be considered kedei achilas pras. The kedei achilas pras is the concept that that's the shir that is the minimum amount of shir to be mitzarif. That's not just for an iser, but it's for all achilas, that we assume that every achila, let's say for bracha chrona, the person has to have a kezayas, kedei achilas pras, in order to bench. So, over here too, you have to have a half a loaf of wheat. So if a person did not eat both of those in the time that it would take to eat this kedeh achilas pas, you would not be chayav achatas. So in here, when the person waited that amount of time between his two achilas, so therefore you have made them two distinct achilas, still the Mishnah is telling you that a person would be chayav only one chatas. That's what Rashi points out over here. And again, the concept of kedeh achilas pas applies to many. That's why you have to have a kazayas. That's everyone's machmir about the matzah. They shove it in their mouths because they want to be machmir for all the shitas and get the kedeh achilas pas for the matzah on Leila Seder. Then there are many million different halachas we could discuss about every achila being a kedeh achilas pas. But either way, the Gemara for this is talking about the chiyuv of an iser. So the Gemara says, "Achal chelav v'dam benosar pigel machad." Here you'd had one thing that was four different iserim together. You had chelav, and it was blood, and it was nosar. Nosar was a korban that you left over past the time that you're allowed to eat it, so then it becomes an iser d'oraisa or karis to eat. Pigel also is an iser karis, iser d'oraisa to eat. If a person thought about having it past the time where he was supposed to be having it, that's an iser of pigel. And you have all the one achila with all these four isurim at one time. Since they're shemos mechulak, and the Mishnah increases tells us that chiddush, that since they're different names and different isurim, even though it's one achila, you'd be chayav all four. So now the Mishnah over there says that this is going to be a chumrah. This is going to be a stringency that applies if a person has many multiple pieces as opposed to one piece, that you'd be chayav four different chatoses in this situation. And then there's a chumrah that would apply if you have one type, meaning let's say one type of chaylev and another type of chaylev. If a person ate half an olive size piece, and then have another half an olive, then mimin echad chayav. In that situation, if you had them, Rashi points out, obviously if you had them kedei achilas pas, you would be chayav. You'd be chayav in that circumstance. So if again, if you had a half a kezias of a half an olive size of chaylev, and then later before the shear of kedei achilas pas, which also agav, that's a big machlokas. What is the shear of kedei achilas pas? Should assume 3 to 4 minutes. I think some sofer says it's like 9 minutes. That's a big. It would be a kula. We only pile the skin like lechumra. That's why when a person eats an yom kippur, a person is a sick person, we're machmir that they should have it every 9 minutes for the shita of the chsam sofer. But usually the standard opinion is that it's like 3 to 4 minutes. So then before you wait so 2 minutes later, you have another piece of a chatzizayis of chaylev. So that was what would be mitzdarif. That's what comes out. If it's one min, however, mishnimin and patur, let's say you have half a kezias of nosar and half a kezias of pigel, or half a kezias of chelev and half a kezias of dam, those are not mitzarif because those are two, you only had half a kezias of each iser, those are not mitzarif to each other. So now the Gemara says, so we just still didn't get to the question, to get to the question is a whole flow. Now the Gemara asks on that Mishnah of Avinah and Bo, we ask on that Mishnah, l'mimin echad chayav tzrichale, does the Mishnah really, did it tell you if I ate less than 3 minutes of an olive and I had a 1 minute break, there's no chiddush to that. That's pashut. You should be chayav a korban chatas or chayav an iser deray. If you did it on purpose. So the Gemara says, Omar Yish Lakim Shum Bartuna. So in that, Yish Lakim said in the name of Bartuna, Rashi says, Hashem Chacham, the big town Chacham named Bartuni. Chacham Ayaskinan, what are we dealing with over here? Kigon Sha'achlo Bishnei Tamchui. And we're discussing a case where a person ate it in two different dishes. What do they mean, two different dishes? Rashi says that one is shlokos and one is sli. That one of them was boiled, the shalok is boiled, and sli is roasted. So that you're having two different types of dishes. In which case, Rabbi Yeshua, and the Chiddush is Lafi Rabbi Yeshua. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? The Rabbi Yeshua said in Krisus to Omar, in a different context over there, he said that two different if you have chaylev and you have a kezias of chaylev which was cooked and a kezias of chaylev which was roasted and you had them in bevas achas, Rabbi Yeshua would say that since they're distinct, you would still be chayav two different korbanos chatas. So the Gemara says, "Now, Ma'udisim, you would have thought Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Lekula ben Lechumra that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi would say this ben Lekula ben Lechumra over there. It was a chumra. Over there would be a chumra that you would say that you'd be chayav two different korban chatos is because you're assuming that the fact that it's sli and shalak that one is roasted and one is cooked that would be different enough to say you should be chayav two different korban chatos. So you would have said also Lekula over here that you can if you had a half a kezias of cooked and half a kezias of roasted they shouldn't be mitzarif together they shouldn't combine. So the Gemara says, Kamash Mulan Lekula Amar Lecha Lechumra Lekamar. No, that he only Lekula Lo Amar Lechumra Kamar. He says only Lechumra. He doesn't say it Lekula. Meaning in this circumstance where in this case you would prevent it would stop you from having to bring a korban chatas. Rabbi Shulam even never said that. He only said it when it comes to a korban chumrah to bring an extra korban chatas to say that it's different. But in this situation, he would say that it is it would be a problem, and you would be chayav a korban chatas even lefi Rabbi Shulam Levi. Now the Gemara explains the question. We're not even get to the kashya. The Gemara says, based on all this though, lefi Rabbi Shulam Levi v'haha
halacha, the chalukah and the katoz. Rabbi Yeshua Levi, they assume that they're separate chalas offerings, right? If you have a kazayas of tzli, a kazayas of roasted, and then a kazayas of shalak, a kazayas of boiled, according to Rabbi Yeshua Levi, you bring two different karbanos chatas. Yet, kamet sarfi, in a situation where you have a half a kazayas of each of them, lefi Rabbi Yeshua Levi, or chayav, two different karbanos. That's against the Reish Lakish. So then, where now stands, my answer to Reish Lakish. Amar lei, mar areisha masna. You think that mar usually means master. Here is referring to mar whenever we do Amar mar is someone who we just discussed. So who would we just discuss? Reish Lakish. So you thought that master literally meaning Reish Lakish. Said before, you thought he was talking about the first case of the Mishnah, meaning the case of the person who had two pieces of chalev and each was a half a kazayas. That's not the case. Vikashalei, then you had this question. But we taught the fact that Reish Lakish's statement on the last case of the Mishnah, the seifa, meaning the case of the person who ate chalev with other types of iser, like with nosar and pigle and tamed, all those things. That was the case that we discussed. That was when Reish Lakish said his statement. Below kashalei, and therefore we don't have a difficulty because what would Reish Lakish say? Mishnei meaning patur tzricha lemi. Did the Mishnah need to tell you that if someone has two types of isurim, he needs to tell you that you're going to be pater from a chatas? Obviously, a person is not going to be chayv a chatas. He had half a kazayas of two different isurim. They're nothing to do with each other. So therefore, Reish Lakish answered to that. Reish Lakish answered. Amar Reish Lakish mishum bartuni. Reish Lakish said in the name of bartuni. Leolam emin echad. Really, the Mishnah is talking about one piece of isur. Va'amai karlei shnei minim. Why does the Mishnah tell you call it two different types? She'achlu shebishnei tamchui. And a person ate it as two different dishes, meaning he had one roast. And he had one cooked. And therefore, it's Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Tamchuyan Michalkim, who said that different types of dishes are going to be separate. Vakamashman, and then the Mishnah is telling you an opposite. Come to the opposite Meskan over here. The Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, the Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakula, Ben Lakum, the Chadish Rabbi Shua, but saying even Lakula, that if you have half a kazayas of roasted and half of a kazayas of cooked, according to the way we want to say Rabbi Shua now, that the feed Rabbi Shua, you would in fact be putter. It would be even lakula, and therefore he never said that where you have chaluk in lachatos, you'd be matzarif. This version, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi would never say that at all. So now the Gemara, as a kasha, now the Gemara says, "Medeseifa min echad ushnei tamchuyim." But the fact, the last case of the Mishnah was referring to one type of iser and cooked in two different types of dishes, michlal derisha min echad tamchuyin echad. That would seem to imply that when the Mishnah was talking about the case where someone has half a kazayis, Rashi says half a kazayis of the same type of iser, he would be chayav min echad tamchuyin tzricha lemimer. But then, if that's the case, would the Mishnah even need to tell you that if a person has a total of an olive size kizayas of one type of iser of iser as one dish, you'd be chayev? That's pashut that you should be chayev in that situation. Why would he have to tell you that's eating one thing altogether? It's pashut you should be chayev. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Hachamai Askinan. What's the case of the Mishnah that needs to teach you this? Kigon Shaisa Lo Yadiyah Ben Asayim. The Mishnah is teaching you the case where a person had a Yadiyah, he ate a half a kazayas, and then you realize, then you had another half a kazayas. And what's the Chedesh Rabbi Gamliel? Yadiyah Amar Yain Yadiyah Lachatishir. Lafli Rabbi Gamliel, if a person realizes after, usually if you realize something, it breaks up your Isser. So normally if you have a half a kazayas, and then you remember, and then you have another half a kazayas, the first kazayas is not mitzarf, because you had only Behelim Echad, only have it where one shot, would you be Chayav Achatis? Here, would you realize that you'd be Yodhi should be Pater? However, the Mishnah is going, the Fira Ben Gamliel, who holds that there is no such thing as a Yadiyah for a Chatzishir, and therefore it would not prevent it from being a Chayav Korban Chatas. And therefore, when a person eats half a Kazayas and then another half a Kazayas, and he realizes again, half a Kazayas, and he realizes it, that situation, you would in fact be Chayav, according to Rabbi Gamliel, and therefore we enter the Fi Reish Lakish. Okay, the Gemara now continues and says that the Maisa, we said before, that it became clear to us that if a person had made a mistake with the same Avera, and he did it two different times, he's going to be chayav a separate chatas if he became aware in between each one. So now the Gemara is going to wonder, the Machlokes is going to see, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is going to discuss what's going to be the din if you violate two Averos, and they're committed in the same Helam Echad, in the same Vasa Echad, in one shot. However, you only realized afterwards in two different times. So let's say you did the same avera. You ate two kazayasim of chalev on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, they told you, by the way, you ate a kazayas of chalev. You say, oh my God. And then you realize you're avera. And then on Thursday, they tell you, by the way, on Tuesday, you had another kazayas of chalev. A different guy told him. And they realize that he had two different kazayasim at two different times. Does that change the fact you should be chayav two chatasis or not? So the Gemara is itmar. Oh, and the Gemara is going to discuss exactly at what point did you realize that. We'll get to in the hemshech of the Gemara, but that's the question right now. The Gemara says itmar. Achol shnei zeisi chalev ve'elam echad. If a person had two olive amounts of chalev in one shot, you made a mistake. So the first they told him about the first one, again, right, our example, he said on Wednesday, you violated this din on Tuesday, and then on Thursday they told him also about the sheni, they told him about the second one. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said, that situation would be Chayav two different korbanos chatos, whereas Rish Lakish Shemar Enu Chayav Alachas, Rish Lakish holds you only to be Chayav one. The Gemara now wants to learn where's the sources for the machlokas, and where's Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav? Rabbi Yochanan says you're going to be Chayav because of the pasuk al chataso, maybe the pasuk says your sin and you should bring your korban, which would imply to us that a person is going to be chayav a separate chatas for every sin that he had found out about. And here he found out about two different times, he should be chayav two different korban chatas. Gemara says, Reish Lakish, Amar Pater, Reish Lakish is going to be Pater. What's his source? The pasuk says, Mechatasso, Vinislafo, the pasuk says, from his sin, and you're going to be forgiven from your sin. Which implies that a person, that even a chatas that was brought for only some of your sins, you're going to get the kapara. In this situation where you found out about different times, you should get a kapara from the korban. So the Gemara now says, now, each one, each Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, what are they going to do with the other's pasuk? Gemara says, Reish Lakish, but Rabbi Yochanan had a good drasha that implied to us, that pasuk implied to us a separate chatas for each time that you figured it out. So the Gemara answers now, Ha'ul achar kapara. This, according to the Rei Reish Lakish, is going to answer that this was he discovered this sin, this avera, only after the person already brought the korban chatas. In that situation, you can't argue that that chatas, which you had no idea that was covering only both kazeisim, was only you had in mind, it was only going to be chayav one. Then even Reish Lakish would agree, if you already brought the korban, in that situation, you would be have to bring another korban for the second one that you figured out about. So the Gemara now says, what about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan Ami, Aksim Mechatas Oven Islachlom, which according to Reish Lakish, he used that pasuk to indicate that that for a chatas that was brought, even for some of them, you're going to be kapara for both, meaning the idea at different times would still be able to bring one korban chatas. So Gemara now says, how come I ask Inan? What are we dealing with in this situation? Kigon, she'achal kazayis u'mechte, v'no delo al kazayis, v'chazir v'achal kazayis acher. So what happened? You had a kazayis and a half of chalev, and someone told you, by the way, you had a kazayis, your dafka and olive amount of chalev. And then what happened? Chazir v'achal kazayis acher, be'el moshel sheni. Then you ate another half of kazayis, and at the same time where you didn't realize about the first one, so meaning you had this half a gazayas that you didn't realize about, and now you have this new half a gazayas that you now didn't realize about. I would have thought, in this case, that both the kazayasim, the half a kazayasim should combine together. Kamashman, this pasuk would be telling you that the that the guy who's bringing a korban for the first kazayas, mamela is including, that the subsequent is going to be included in that, is the other half a kazayas, and in that situation, the other half a kazayas is batal to the first kazayas, and therefore it's not going to be included in the second half, and they don't have to bring turbo korban chatas, you would only have to bring one korban chatas in that circumstance. So this is what Rabbi Yochanan does with Reish Lakish's pasuk. So then now the Gemara wants to know, when did Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue? At what point did a guy have to figure out that he had done a mistake and made this avera? The Gemara says, Amar le-Ravino le-Ravashi, the Isiyadele b'kodem afrasha pligi. Is it that they're arguing about in a situation where a person already set aside his korban chatas, and this is the argument of ha-pligi, and this is the argument? Demar savar yedios mechalakos, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's going to hold that the fact that you became aware of your avera, that's going to be enough to say that you should be chayav a korban chatas. Umar savar hafrashos mechalakos, but as Reish Lakish says, if you already designated your korban as a korban chatas, in that circumstance, Reish Lakish would agree that you would have to bring two different korban chatas. However, if you didn't designate the korban yet, Reish Lakish would say, no, you do not have to bring a new korban chatas. But according to this version, then after you had already set aside your korban chatas, then modi le-Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan to chayav shtayim, that you'd be chayav two korban chatas because you already separated your korban chatas for the first one, and I would have said that that's enough to say that you should be chayav two different korbanas even lefi Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Odilma, maybe you could argue the isyadi le-Achar afrasha pligi. Maybe they're disagreeing in the circumstances where even after you set aside your korban chatas, and then their machlokas will come out the following. What's that? The Marsaver hafrashos mechalakos, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, he would say the fact that you had set aside your korban chatas, that is going to create a different chiyuv chatas, a separate chiyuv chatas. Or Marsaver kaparos mechalakos, whereas Reish Lakish holds that the fact that you're getting a kapara, that only by bringing the actual korban, that would make you chayav. Uval kodim afrasha, before you designate the korban, then modi le Rabbi Yochanan le Reish Lakish sheino chayav alachas. Before you had set aside your korban, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you should not be chayav a korban chatas. So the Gemara says, Odilma ben mazum akokas. Maybe we can assume that they would disagree in both circumstances, meaning Rabbi Yochanan would hold that a person is going to be chayav to bring two chatazas in every situation, even when he became aware of it, meaning as long as he became aware at two different times, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to be chayav. And Rish Lakish would hold that you bring one chatas in all circumstances as long as you don't bring the korban. Maybe that's the answer. So Gemara now says, Amar Leir, so Ravashi responds to Ravina, Mistabra bin Bazo bin Bazo Machlokas. It would make sense to assume that they're arguing in both circumstances. As we said before, they would argue even as long as you didn't bring it according to Rish Lakish, as long as you didn't bring a korban, you're still going to be pater and only bring one, and you'll have to bring one korban chatas. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan held, it doesn't matter when you figure it out, it doesn't matter if you had set aside a korban or not, as long as you had realized in two different days, they told you on Wednesday, they told you on Thursday, that you had done these averos, it doesn't matter at what point you set aside the korban, as long as you set aside the korban and at any point, it doesn't matter, you'd be chayav two different chatoses. The Gemara says, the Isaac Adaita Chodem Arfash Abligi, because if you want to think, and they want to say that they're going to disagree before a person set aside his korbanos, where you already set aside your korban, and Rish Lakish would agree that you would have to bring two korban chatas. It doesn't make sense, because how did they answer Rish Lakish before? The Gemara asked, what does Rish Lakish do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? So Gemara says, Ademuki lekra la'achar kapara. How did they answer it? They said that case that Rish Lakish said to answer Rabbi Yochanan, that was referring to after you brought the korban. That after you bring the korban chatas, then according to Rish Lakish, he agrees at that point you have to bring multiple chatoses for these two averas. And that's how he answered the pasuk. But the Gemara is saying, why did the people in the Beis Midrash who were explaining, Rish Lakish explain like that? Luk mil achar frusha. Why didn't they say that Rish Lakish was talking about a case? That case was referring to after a person had set aside the korban. If you assume that pasuk was going on after a guy sets aside the korban, at that point you'd be chayav two korban chatos lefi Rish Lakish. If that's a much bigger chiddush, why are you telling me after you brought the korban? If you're saying that even after you set aside the korban, you're going to be chayav two different korban chatos, why don't you say it like that? So Gemara says, "V'i achar fasha pligim." And if you also want to assume that they're arguing after a person sets aside his korban, that before a person sets it aside, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you'd only be chayav one chatas. Ademukin lekra, because that is a mechzav. That whole complicated explanation that Rabbi Yochanan used to darshan out Rish Lakish's pasuk. That is that about the case where you had the kazayas and mechzav, and then you had the other kazayas, and then those two kazayim should add up to you'd have enough to assume that those two kazayim should add up. Lukim kodem arfusha. Why didn't the people who were defending Rabbi Yochanan in the Beis Medrash? Why didn't they just explain that you should have said that they're referring to a person who figured out that the second Isser came out before you had done the Hafrosha. In that circumstances, before you had done and set aside your korban, then Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Rish Lakish, you'd only be chayav one korban, and that's what the pasuk could be going on. So the Gemara says that the people in the Beis Medrash who were defending Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan clearly didn't hold that this was their explanation. It must have been that they agreed that they're arguing bein bazu, like the third option that we gave. Like, okay, so the Gemara says, no, maybe Dilma Mesufke Mesafkele, maybe the people Talmid in the Beis Medrash were unsure, they didn't know, that's not a raya. They were saying, if you want to suggest like this, they were saying, if you want to suggest intilamar kodem afrashap ligi, but if you want to suggest that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing even in a case before you had set aside the korban, Rabbi Yochanan muki leila kra, this is how Rabbi Yochanan would explain the pasuk, because ayis mechta, that's how you get out of Rabbi Yochanan, and also v'imtem tolomar lachar afrashap ligi, if you want to assume they're disagreeing about you figured it out after you had set it aside, that this is machlokes Rish Lakish amokim lakra b'lachar kapara. Rabbi Yochanan would then disagree and say that only to explain the pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan would then say that pasuk is going on after you had already brought the korban chatas. So the Gemara is saying that's not clear. It's not clear which way to say it. So therefore, you don't have a raya to assume that they're arguing on both. Maybe in the Beis Medrash, they themselves weren't sure, and they were getting out of it by saying, if you want to suggest that they're really arguing on both fronts, let's explain the psukim. Let's give a darshan of the psukim both for both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in a way that would see fit and it would make sense to both of them. Okay, we'll pick up a Mitzvah from Amar Ula tomorrow.